Let's take you back to 2003 now. On the eve of the Iraq War, Secretary of State Colin Powell's words at the UN, now etched in granite in history.
The source was an eyewitness, an Iraqi chemical engineer who supervised one of these facilities. He actually was present during biological agent production runs.
Iraq, Colin Powell said, had weapons of mass destruction, WMDs, and part of his argument rested on the word of an Iraqi defector, codename Curveball, real name Rafid Ahmed Alwan al-Janabi. Now, we know now that Curveball al-Janabi was lying, but it's taken him 8 years to explain why he lied. He's now broken his silence, and he's told the Guardian newspaper from the UK that he made it all up and that he'd do it again. Martin Chuloff was one of the reporters who filed that story. He's Iraq correspondent for The Guardian. Martin, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Joining us on the line from Bahrain. Martin, listen to Rafid Ahmed al-Janabi in his own words, talking about why he lied to German and American intelligence.
I will be honest with you. I now have a lot of problems. The BND has taken away my flat, taken away my mobile phone. I'm in a bad position. But if I could go back to 2000, if someone asked me, I would say the same thing, because I wouldn't want that regime to continue in our country.
All right, I have a lot of problems now, but I would do it again. That's his message.
His message, some may perceive that as being a bit of face-saving. What Curveball is looking to do now is to reinvent himself. He knows that he's run out of friends in Germany. He's run out of friends in BND. He can't get a start in terms of gainful employment in his current town of Karlsruhe in central Germany. And he's looking to recast himself as a liberator and a patriot and someone that can take his family back to Iraq and start again with a hero's homecoming.
Do you feel like he's trying to regain 15 minutes of fame for you mentioned return to Iraq, but for some source of income?
I do think so. He's returned there twice to set up a political party. He stood in governor elections 18 months ago, and he stood in the national election a year ago as a candidate. He achieved something like 1,700 votes, and he's looking to stand again. He knows that his reputation precedes him. He knows that he's perceived as a fabulist and somebody who took a country to war and on a lie. So he's looking to say now that I didn't do it for my own personal gain. I did it for the cause of my country, and now it's my turn to come back and take up the cause for my country again.
Launching a political career. Well, Martin Chuloff, there's something in your story in The Guardian that confused me a little bit. BND, German intelligence, is a big part of this story. Now, Curveball claims to have been coached by BND to the extent that they gave him manuals on chemical engineering to make his story more credible. And that begs the question of whether he lied to them, lied to German and American intelligence from the start, or whether they gave him the tools that he needed to lie. And so they weren't duped. They just used him as a mouthpiece.
You know, that's a fascinating point, and that's something that the broad sweep of history will decide. For now, it seems to me that his interrogator, a German BND bioweapons expert by the name of Dr. Paul, developed a very close, almost an emotional bond with Curveball in the year he started to interrogate him. He wasn't trained in interrogation. He didn't know any techniques at all, and he was talking to a guy who spoke no German. I spoke very little English. He brought him a copy of the Perry's Chemical Engineering Dictionary, which Curveball showed me. He still keeps that in his small flat in Germany now. Now, some may say that that was just to assist with the process, but another interpretation is that that was coaching and that the Germans were looking to present a role-verified bioweapon source to the Americans to impress them for whatever reason. That question is yet to be answered.
Well, Martin Chuloff of The Guardian newspaper, you know, the Curveball is just one of a few high-profile cases, a couple of them involving undercover agents or informers in Afghanistan, which have turned out very badly for American and NATO forces. And it raises the question about what kind of measures are we using to evaluate the people who bring us extremely dangerous, perhaps volatile information.
In the Curveball case, we can speak to that. We can state as fact that the CIA or the DIA had not seen him until a year after the invasion. They had not had any personal FaceTime with their most important human source in the lead-up to the war, because the Germans wouldn't let them get access. So there were a couple of occasions where Tenet himself made a personal request to his counterpart at the BND, including on the eve of the invasion, and he was knocked back. There was another two occasions where Tyler Drumheller, who ran the CIA's clandestine ops in Europe, he personally sat down with the BND and said, we need to speak to this guy. They didn't speak to him until March 2004. And, I mean, how they can go to war on the word of a guy that they hadn't seen and hadn't been able to examine for themselves. And furthermore, much of what he had told the Germans who had passed on to them had by that point proven to be wrong is, really our questions that will remain with the agency for a long time.
Martin Shulov, you've heard Donald Rumsfeld, former Secretary of Defense from the United States, going around selling his book and talking a lot about Curveball and the mistaken intelligence. Now that you've heard Rumsfeld, now that you've talked to Curveball, you find Rumsfeld credible? Any more or less credible than you did before?
You know, I think Rumsfeld had a view. He had a preconception. So did Cheney. So did Bush. I think the intelligence services knew what the bosses were thinking. I'm not saying they deliberately set out to deceive, but the atmosphere was available, where they knew that they had an agenda to serve. They knew where they would get a good audience with the bosses, and intelligence was shaped to fit preconceptions. It was misused by the administration.
Curveball's real name is Rafid Ahmed Alwan Al-Janabi. He's in Germany now. Apparently he wants to return to Iraq as a hero so he can run for office. Martin Shulov doesn't have a code name. He's a reporter. He works for The Guardian in the UK, and he interviewed Curveball. It's in the paper this morning. Martin, thank you.
You're welcome.